rules to order for Thursday, May 30. Thank you, committee, for being available this afternoon. This will be quick. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2887.
Mr. Chair, member of the committee, this bill is a congressional redistricting bill that we heard and adopted the Dash 1 amendment yesterday. We did not have the complete paperwork package. Thank you to LFO and LRO for promptly getting us the revenue and the fiscal statement. Just a reminder on the fiscal statement, it just summarizes that there will not be any fiscal impact until 2021. They estimate, based on current estimates, that the fiscal impact at that time will be about $230,000. And we did adopt the Dash 1 amendment yesterday. So this measure is before you as amended.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2887 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Mr. Hoyle moves House Bill 2887 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. I'll carry that bill. Close the work session on House Bill 2887. Open a work session on House Bill 3309.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3309 was heard on May 13th. The measure authorizes Board of Directors of Coordinated Care Organization to petition Director of Oregon Health Authority to remove board members by vote of two-thirds of membership under specified conditions. You do have a Dash 4 amendment. The Dash 4 amendment directs Oregon Health Authority to conduct pilot project in Marion and Polk counties to permit Board of Directors of Coordinated Care Agency serving members residing in Marion and Polk County to petition Oregon Health Authority to remove board member by vote of two-thirds of membership under specified conditions. Board member removed and healthcare entity represented by the board member may not contract with the coordinated care organization for a period of 5 years after removal or upon termination of the pilot project, whichever is first. Prohibits board of directors of CCO from petitioning director of Oregon Health Authority to remove board member who represents county government under pilot project. Requires Oregon Health Authority to report to House Interim Committee on Healthcare on results of pilot project no later than 12 months after effective date of the act. You have a no revenue and no fiscal impact on the Dash 4 amendment.
Representative Hoyle, do you want to speak to the amendment?
We put forward this amendment after we had concerns from people that the original bill may be too broad or that we should have some feedback about how this particular policy may work. So we talked to the Oregon Health Authority and suggested that this could be a pilot project to serve Marion in the Marion Polk County area, and that we would like a report back on the effectiveness of this policy. So this would specifically make this legislation a pilot project that only affects the areas of Marion and Polk County. And again, we will ask for a report back from the Oregon Health Authority to establish how the policy worked.
And your intention to move the amendment and then have yes. to move to Ways and Means?
Yes.
So you want to make a motion?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I move to adopt the Dash 4 amendment to House Bill 3309.
Vice Chair Hoyle moves the Dash 4 amendment to House Bill 3309. Is there a discussion? Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, were there criteria as to how the health authority would evaluate this pilot project?
There's not. Can they answer?
Please answer.
there is not, but we'll discuss with the health authority what the best form of evaluation would be. And that would depend on whether or not these mechanisms are used. It would be dependent on a number of things, but we will work with the Oregon Health Authority to get those to get that criteria, and I think while the bill is in Ways and Means would be a good time to do that.
And this would go to Ways and Means because?
Go ahead.
This would go to Ways and Means because in any time that we're using state funds and state dollars for services, there is we need to consider what the ramifications of the effectiveness of our CCOs, and so that it is going to Ways and Means so that we can further look into that.
May I ask the committee administrator if there is any fiscal or revenue impact on this bill and the amendment?
Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, the paperwork that I have before me is a no revenue impact and a no fiscal impact on the -4 amendment.
Thank you.
Is there further discussion on the motion to adopt the amendment? Hearing none, let's have a roll call vote, please.
Representative Barnhart?
Excused.
Representative Berger?
No.
Representative Denbrough?
Yes.
Representative Holvey?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
No.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hoyle?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Chair Garrett?
Aye. Motion carries. The bill is amended.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 3309 as amended be moved without, as amended without recommendation, and the measure be referred to a committee on Ways and Means.
Ms. Chair Hoyle moves House Bill 3309 as amended without recommendation, and that the measure be referred to the committee on Ways and Means. Is there a discussion? Representative Berger.
Yes, thank you. I think I've made it pretty clear. My objection here is that this is a policy matter that is going to Ways and Means for a reason that is a mystery to me. It is also one of the amendment, it appears to me, is very handy for cutting out anybody who might not be intimately involved in a what I believe is an important sort of dispute. This gets, you know, makes everybody leave the room but the parties involved, and I think that's sort of an ingenious device, but this is not a Ways and Means question in any way, shape, or form. I do not believe that it is appropriate, whether with with recommendation or not, that this be considered in the Ways and Means process, and I will vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Is there further discussion on the motion? Let's call the roll, please.
Representative Barnhart?
Excused.
Representative Berger?
No.
Representative Denbrough?
Yes.
Representative Holvey?
Aye.
Representative Jensen?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hoyle?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hicks?
Aye.
Chair Garrett?
Aye.
Motion carries. The bill is referred to Ways and Means. Close the work session on House Bill 3309.
And just as a reminder, starting next Monday, we will be in hearing room F again at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
So we're going to be hopefully out of the basement.
Out of the basement.
Out of the basement.
Committee's adjourned. Thank you all.